What oil prices reveal about the economy. Commentary. U.S. inflation cooled in February, with the consumer price index rising less than expected at 2.8%. Excluding food and energy, core CPI rose by 3.1%, as services costs such as shelter and transportation continued to grow at mid-single digits. What kept CPI growth muted was the ongoing fall in energy prices around the world. Just as rising energy prices, fueled by the supply shock of the war in Ukraine, drove inflation in 2022, the fall in energy prices has been the biggest driver of the decline in overall inflation in recent months. Specifically, the gasoline component of CPI fell by 3.1% in February, while the fuel oil index fell by 5.1%. This decline reflects a longer-term trend. Since inflation's peak in June 2022, the price of oil has fallen by nearly 45%. At the same time, the national average U.S. retail price for gas has fallen by over 37%, from over $5.10 per gallon in June 2022 to $3.20 today. Still, prior to the COVID era, gas prices were yet a third less, averaging around $2.25 between 2016 and 2020. Rising oil prices can result from increased demand or decreased supply. If prices move too high or too fast, they can lead to slowing economic activity, and they can also be a driver of future inflation. Since oil is an input into every other part of the modern economy, when oil prices rise too far too fast, other producer and consumer prices follow suit, and demand falls. Falling oil prices can be a boon to economic activity by increasing demand and help lower overall inflation. But rapidly falling or too low prices can also signal soft demand, economic weakness, and potential recession. Oil prices have already fallen from over $75 a barrel in mid-January to $66.50 today, a big move for just 2 months. While lower prices are beneficial to the economy, they may also be a warning signal about the health of U.S. economy. One investment bank just cut its 2025 forecast for oil prices by 11%. Citing soft forward indicators and economic uncertainties, the bank reduced its forecast for global demand growth by nearly 36%. Adding to the economic uncertainty is confusion over where tariffs will land and speculation of a potential trade war with China. Markets are concerned that the fiscal discipline being imposed by the Trump administration and the DOGE initiative may be recessionary, at least in the short term. The global market may also be anticipating increased U.S. supply coming online in coming months. Adding complexity to these fears is speculation that the administration will impose sanctions on Iran, one of the world's largest producers of oil. This would be bullish for oil prices, but disruptive to global markets. The United States should emphasize support for its domestic oil and gas industries. By reducing its dependence on foreign sources of energy, the United States better protects its strategic interests. By increasing domestic production of fossil fuels, retail prices should continue to fall. So long as prices are falling because of increasing supply, rather than weakening demand, falling oil and gas prices are an economic blessing. As prices fall, the United States has opportunity to refill the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve at lower prices. In January 2021, the SPR held over 638 barrels of oil, near its practical capacity. Over the past 4 years, over 300,000 barrels, nearly half of the SPR's total capacity, was sold off in an attempt to lower prices at the pump. The effort at price controls failed and came at the cost of our national security. In January 2025, the SPR remained below 400,000 barrels. We can expect the U.S. government to replenish it, but will likely do so slowly and wait for prices to fall further. Too high of oil prices are costly on the economy, but rapidly falling oil prices aren't necessarily a positive signal. Like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, we need an economic porridge that is neither too hot nor too cold.